Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, Fridays, we love talking to Alex Joseph, an analyst for Google, on what we, in fact, are Googling across this country. So we check out the Google Trends report for this weekend with Alex. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you? Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, you too. Do you get a little time off here next week?
A little time off, hopefully some good barbecue. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, a lot of things to talk about, too. So let's go through that top five again. What's number five this week, Alex?
Yeah, number five is actually a trend that we're seeing. There's a ton to sing about because three major singing competitions actually all came to a close in the last week. The largest one of them is actually something called Eurovision. A lot of Americans aren't familiar with it, but it was held in Tel Aviv. A guy named Duncan Lawrence from the Netherlands won. In the America, there's two major competitions, both American Idol and The Voice crowned their winners. So Lane Hardy won on American Idol on Sunday night, and The Voice crowned someone named Malin Jarman as the season 16 winner. So a lot of new stars being launched from these singing shows.
American Idol 2019 is Lane Hardy!
Alex Joseph is with us. We're talking the Google Trends. Okay, Alex, number four.
So the number four trend is actually something of a retro redux. It's actually new Coke. It's this once-failed relaunch of Coke that happened 30 years ago. You may be wondering why it's on trending right now. Well, actually, it's a partnership with the hit Netflix show Stranger Things. So Coke is going to be releasing a limited number of cans of the exiled beverage through upside-down Stranger Things-inspired vending machines, which sounds so cool. The show, of course, takes place in 1985, which is when the drink was launched, and it was such a failure that it was pulled off the shelves just 79 days after it launched. So it's an amazing tie-in that I think is really fun for a lot of people.
Here's one of the ads from 85. The new Coke ad. Yeah, in fact, Alex, yesterday on my way home, I was out of town, and I'm driving home, and I stop at a gas station, and I grab what I think's a Diet Coke. No, it's a flavored Coke. And then next it was Vanilla Coke and Cherry Coke, and holy smokes, I got a lot of flavors coming back here.
There are so many flavors of Coke now.
What's the number three?
So number three, this is an amazing story that took place this week. It's graduation time all across the country, and it's already such a special moment. But this billionaire, Robert Smith, really upped the ante. He was delivering this year's Morehouse College commencement speech, and then he surprised everyone by announcing at the speech that he would be paying off the entire class's student loans. So that's about $40 million worth of student loan debt was wiped away in a moment. And that's 400 graduates from Morehouse College that get to go into the world with zero debt. So that was trending all over the country, but especially, of course, in Georgia, which is the home of Morehouse College.
This is my class, 2019, and my family is making a grant to eliminate their student loans.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I felt bad for Oprah because she spoke to a class later at one of the universities and gave them all a book.
And exactly. He really upped the ante. It's time to go after that, right?
Yeah, timing's everything. What's number two?
Well, no surprise, something that's been a perennial trend for us has finally come to our close. Season 8, Game of Thrones, it's all over. We're going to have no spoilers, but this was actually the most watched HBO show of all time was the finale. Fans have been taking to social media. There are petitions to express their disappointment with how things ended. A lot of people wanted a certain person to end up on the throne or a certain other person to not. It has been a very contentious week in Game of Thrones fandom. But there are a few more spinoffs that are up and coming, so fans still have something to look forward to. Are you a Game of Thrones watcher?
Oh, God, from day one. From day one. Yeah, I was glued to that darn thing. But I didn't have a problem with the ending, I guess, because to me, if I remember right, and I could be wrong, I'm just thinking back, but it ended like series one or the very first one began, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, there was a real cool kind of like mirror image of the first the first few episodes, you kind of see it all come full circle. So I've been watching since day one, too, and I wasn't as upset as some other people were.
No, it was great. And then we got in this conversation about the greatest finale of all time, and everybody and the critics seem to all point to the Newhart show when that ended. So who knows? Because I remember The Sopranos, Alex, and I was disappointed in that ending. When that one ended.
Yeah, I'm one of those weird people that really liked the finale of Lost, but I loved Lost. So I feel like I'm something of an outlier when it comes to TV show finales.
Oh, yeah, that's another one that took a lot of heat. What's number one this week?
So the number one, we have a sad story, but obviously a lot of people were searching for information about this. A series of deadly tornadoes just whipped across the Midwest late Wednesday. It caused a ton of damage throughout Missouri and its capital, Jefferson City. So officials spent most of Thursday rescuing those that were trapped in their homes and assisting people in need of shelter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.